Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of the Middle East. Russia already has a major presence in the Middle East, and they want to expand that presence. That's the headline. In a moment, Ken Timmerman will join me with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Russia, as always in the news, and now as it connects to the Middle East, I have to report that an elite commando military operation from Russia landed on the Egyptian and the Libyan border. Looks like they're focusing on Libya. What do we know about that?
Putin has taken a very bad hand in the Middle East, and he's played it brilliantly. He understood during the presidency of Obama that the United States was not going to be present. We were going to withdraw from the Middle East. We fomented a civil war in Libya and then just said goodbye, ruled by ISIS, by Al-Qaeda, by other radical fundamentalist terror groups, no central government. Vastly reduced oil exports, an economy in tatters. That's what you have today.
Talk to me about this situation. Now, Russia going into Libya. Now it looks like they've moved into Western Africa there in Libya. The possibility of Islamic State going into Northern Africa. Is that going to change the move by Russia and or Iran to try to take Northern Africa? Or is there going to be a battle between these terroristic organizations?
Well, it's interesting that you mention Iran and Libya, because they were certainly in Libya at the time of Benghazi. They were directly involved in the attacks. Their interests have already been served there. Their interest was to create chaos. The Russians are working a bit in Libya, as you say, but I don't see them going into Somalia and going to those other countries, unless the United States, with a coalition of allies, determines a bomb strategic target of ISIS. I think they're going to be on a roll.
Ken Timmerman with this report about Russia wanting to expand their presence in the Middle East. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Over the last couple of years, Russia has moved to have a major presence in the Middle East. The Russians have been in Syria, propping up Bashar Assad as he continues his civil war against the radical Islamists who want to take him down. And Russia supposedly is fighting Islamic State at the same time. President Vladimir Putin has developed a Russian military presence throughout the entire Middle East, making deals with Egypt and Jordan to supply nuclear power to these two nations. Now the Russians have deployed an elite commando unit to the Egyptian-Libyan border with the possibility of moving on into all of Africa. These political activities fit a prophetic scenario that is found in Bible prophecy. That would be Ezekiel chapter 38 and Daniel chapter 11. The stage is being set for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...